All right, this is 97.7, 106.1 WEXT. I've got Amelia Ray on the phone, and you're saying, who is this? Well, so who is this? Hi, Amelia. How are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. So, Amelia, your name has come up in some conversations I had with Buggy Jive. How do you guys know each other?
I discovered Buggy Jive online during the pandemic and became a fan of his writing and his playing style. And last year, I had the opportunity to host a barn concert in upstate New York. And I wrote him and asked him if he'd want to jump on the bill with us. And he did. He showed up. And within about 30 seconds of his meeting, his wife was convinced that we'd been friends forever. We knew that we were going to be in it for the long haul. So I'm just really enjoying following his career, and I'm excited to be performing with him in Troy at Mojo's Cafe, on August 9th.
I guess the next question I would have is, you're from the San Francisco Bay Area. How did you end up hosting a barn concert in upstate New York? That seems like a bit of a reach there, Amelia.
It's a ways away. I was attending a residency in upstate New York last year at Art Oh My in Ghent, New York. And I have a really good friend who has a barn not too far away. So I just kind of made a summer out of it, visiting friends in the area before and after the residency dates. And then the barn concert was one of those stops.
We're talking with Amelia Ray. Amelia is going to be in town at Mojo's in Troy on August 9th. And this is a show you're doing with Buggy Jive, right?
Yes.
So Amelia, how did you first get started playing music?
I played piano. I don't really have memory of it. I was quite young, but I grew up in the church, so I sang and played piano. But my first real memory was I was about 7 years old, and I heard Ode to Billy Joe on the radio, the Bobby Gentry song. And I just was fascinated by the style of guitar playing, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I begged for a guitar, and I got one, and a came in a cardboard box from Kmart. That was the beginning of the end. It was just a kind of full steam ahead there. And now it's 41 years later, and I'm still clinging to still fascinated, I guess, with the rhythmic patterns and possibilities on guitar. It was all consuming. That's what I mean by beginning of the end.
What about songwriting sort of inspires you? What kind of gets you down the path of writing a song?
Any little thing, any big thing can set me off. Give me something as, a phrase will pop into my head and I might write together a lyrical puzzle around that, or a certain melody or a rhythm might pop into my head and I spend time developing that. The fun thing about it is that it's not stuck in one genre. You know, I'm not restricted to one genre. So I kind of just kind of ask the melody and the lyric what it is that they need, what they would like. And so sometimes I end up writing songs that sound like musicals, and other times more metal sounding songs. So it's fun because I never know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, I see that you seem to describe your music as soul rock. You have a lot of different kind of influences, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. To me, that means anything from David Bowie to Patti LaBelle to Freddie Mercury to George Michael. So that's kind of my soul rock.
Nice.
Todd Rundgren.
We're talking with Amelia Ray. Amelia, you've put out some records in the past, but you've got a new song called Pretending to Read. Do you like books?
I love books. I actually read them. I don't just pretend to read them. But this one came about. I was coming home on a subway after second date with a woman who's now my girlfriend. But at the time, I was, just have all the nervous butterflies, and I didn't want anybody on the train to distract me from daydreaming about the wonderful date. So I pulled out a magazine and started to read in the hopes that nobody would talk to me. But the people on the train ended up being so compelling that I was distracted by them anyway. There was a gentleman who looked a bit like a big, tough construction worker, and he was so sad. And I was just wondering, what had happened to him to make him look like he was about to cry. And there was a woman who was talking to herself, and there was some teenage boy in the back of the car was vaping and trying to hide it. I just found myself you know, taken with all of their lives and possible stories. So I started writing stories for them. And at the time, I thought it was just a cute little love song that I'd written. But over time, other people explained to me that it was really sort of seeing myself in these strangers. And it was a much larger tale than that, and something to do with compassion and humanity. So, which is kind of my purpose in life, I think. So it's funny that this song that I thought was just a cute little love song was actually, it is a love song, but it is a love song to a much larger audience than what I'd originally intended.
We're talking with Amelia Ray. She and Buggy Jive are going to be at Mojo's in Troy on August 9th. Amelia, I thank you for taking a few moments to talk with me. Tell me, how can folks get a hold of you and find out more about you?
AmeliaRay.net or .com if they're so inclined. That'll get you everything. And signing up for the mailing list really is the best way to stay in touch. I am quite active on Instagram also, and also on Facebook, a little less active. From time to time, I pop in and out of the other platforms, but I have trouble keeping up with them all. But I would suggest signing up for the mailing list, going to AmeliaRay.net. There you can find all of the music and all of the other projects I get into from time to time.
And then make sure you're out there at Mojo's in Troy to actually meet Amelia Ray along with Buggy Jive August 9th. Amelia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I'm pretending to read. I'm pretending to read on the train. I'm pretending to read on the train because I'd like to be left all alone with my thoughts tonight.